Fleet Admiral Mitch Wilkinson's stooped form walked the bridge of the battleship carrier Indianapolis. Once, this vessel had been the flagship of the NA Alliance Navy, but now it was a solitary life raft for the precious few survivors remaining in the birthplace of humanity. The Venus had changed everything, spreading across the planet like an untamed plague. But even considering all the destruction wrought by the enemy, humans hadn't been able to overcome certain behaviors of their own that had been consistent throughout their existence. The burning desire for power, greed, and corruption had doomed the human race on Earth. 20 years earlier, when he'd smuggled Connor Gates and the rest of the Ghost Platoon aboard the Ark, he never would have guessed that mankind's first interstellar colony would be the key to the survival of the entire species. Mitch had been an old man even then. After the Ark was on its way, he'd planned on a quiet retirement while keeping his promise to watch over the sun Connor had left behind. It had been a good plan. Mitch glanced over at the young man who was speaking with Dr. Stone. There were times when the light caught his facial features in such a way that he reminded Mitch of Connor. Mitch had plucked Sean Gates from Earth before the Venus had really begun to spread. He'd brought the boy aboard the Indianapolis as part of an internship awarded to survivors of fallen veterans. While Mitch knew Connor was very much alive, he leveraged his death as a means of keeping Sean Gates close to him. Sean looked over at him. "We're ready to execute our final broadcast, Admiral." Wilkinson turned his slate-blue eyes toward Sean.
"Acknowledged," he replied.
The Venus had developed an insatiable appetite for humans, and now there was evidence that they would even venture out beyond the solar system in pursuit of the last of them. In a final effort to give the colonists a chance of survival, Dr. Stone was running some last-minute checks of their most ambitious undertaking to date.
"Elizabeth," Mitch said, "going back through it for the 1,000th time isn't going to change anything."
Dr. Stone turned her gray-haired head toward him and then closed down the holoscreen she'd been working from. After speaking softly to her assistant, she walked over to Mitch.
"It's ready. I just wish," Elizabeth said.
Mitch nodded knowingly.
"We all do."
The Indianapolis may have been a ship of the wall, but it was now only a shell of what it had been. The vast stockpiles of armament once kept there had long been used up, and the weapons they'd managed to keep online were based on energy beams. They had no missiles, and there had been no resupply missions in the past 10 years, not since the governments of Earth had all collapsed, and the militaries had splintered into groups that focused on gathering the remaining resources for themselves. Earth had been lost to them. For a while, they'd scraped together an existence on space stations and solar colonies, but those were gone now, too. It had taken thousands of years for mankind to rise from its meager beginnings, and for a brief stint that began during the 21st century, had seemed to achieve a golden age of technological wonders. But humanity's fall into barbarism had been swift when the Venus spread to the solar colonies, taking on a form that none of the survivors had been prepared to face. Mitch had banded together with a faction of the old NA Alliance Navy to try and secure a future, but the Venus were too strong. They adapted too quickly, and there simply weren't enough humans left to fight them. None of those who'd fought the Venus had even the appearance of being human anymore.